Hello, I'm Chris Basden, an editor with the AICPA's Journal of Accountancy. You're listening to the J of A podcast, which is devoted to helping CPAs and aspiring CPAs answer the crucial questions that will help them advance their career, do their jobs better, or simply get a job in the first place. Today's podcast focuses on the issue of CPA mobility, which is a key consideration for CPAs and aspiring CPAs who often have a lot of questions about whether or not their licenses and credentials will be recognized in a different state. To help answer these questions, today we are talking with Lindsay Patterson, the Communications Manager for State, Regulatory, and Legislative Affairs at the AICPA. Hello, Lindsay. How are you today?
Great. Thank you so much for having me on.
You know, so my background's in journalism. I've worked in multiple states, and I never had to worry about credentials or designations transferring from one state to the other. But it's a little bit different for CPAs, isn't it, Lindsay?
It is a little bit different for the CPA profession. But at the same time, the profession is working across state lines.
So tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, since 2006, profession leaders, including the AICPA, NASBA, which is the National Association of State Boards of Accountancy, along with state boards of accountancy themselves and state CPA societies, have been working together to pass state laws that allow a CPA license to work the same way that a driver's license works, in that a CPA would only have to get and obtain one license in their principal state of business, wherever they live, and then they can use that license to work across state lines temporarily. They don't have to worry about getting a new license in every single state in which they do temporary work for their clients.
So, Lindsay, how many states have adopted these mobility laws?
In the last 10 years, 49 states, Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, and U.S. Virgin Islands, have all adopted mobility for non-attest services, which is sometimes called individual mobility. And then 16 states have also adopted mobility for attest services, or what's sometimes known as firm mobility.
So who's the holdout?
Hawaii is the only state that has not adopted individual mobility thus far, but their state CPA society is hard at work trying to get that adopted in their state.
So Lindsay, you mentioned individual mobility and firm mobility. One of the most common questions that we get from aspiring CPAs, from students who are aspiring CPAs, is what's the difference between individual mobility and firm mobility? Can you help explain that?
Yeah, that's actually a very important distinction. Individual mobility means non-attest services, so things like tax services or consulting, whereas firm mobility means attest services, so services such as reviews, examinations, or audits.
So, Lindsay, are there ever any fees that are attached to CPA mobility? And if so, how much?
There are not any fees with mobility. That's one of the great things about CPA mobility is this whole concept of no notice, no fee, no escape. So while a CPA can provide a service in a state without providing any notice to the board, they don't have to pay any fee, but they're also liable to those states' laws. They can't escape those laws.
So if a student takes the CPA exam in one state but also wants to get licensed in another, how does that work?
So the CPA exam scores can be transferred from one state to another for the purpose of getting a license. So a student can just take the exam in whichever state works best for them.
So what about other AICPA credentials, such as the PFS or CFF or CITP? Are those recognized from state to state?
Those are definitely recognized from state to state. Those are something that you're going to be using with your clients, and they're not regulated by state boards of accountancy. So CPAs won't be registering necessarily those credentials with the state boards of accountancy. They can feel free to use those across state lines.
Thanks, Lindsay. And I'd also like to thank our audience for listening today. If you have further questions about CPA mobility, you can follow us on Twitter at AICPA State, or you can email us at state@AICPA.org. You can also find more J of A podcasts on our website and in the CPA Insider newsletter.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or AICPA.org. It is provided with the understanding that the AICPA and AICPA.org are not engaged in offering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and AICPA.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein. and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.